It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural events. Rich, let's start with a feature in the Weekender this week on Scott Wilson, comedian Scott Wilson. I guess a lot of people in the area might know him from comedy off Broadway.
I think that's the way a lot of people here these days know him, because he is a fixture of comedy off Broadway. In fact, in Blake Hannon's story about him that's in today's Weekender, one of his friends, Lee Cruz, said, you know, I think a lot of people think Scott Wilson owns comedy off Broadway because he's always there and he's always emceeing the show and doing a little comedy of his own. But, you know, the fact that he is always there, that he's opened for, you know, so many really great, you know, comedians that have rolled through there on tour and, you know, folks of that sort, you know, made us think, you know, let's talk to this guy who's always there and, you know, get a little bit of his story. And he had his own touring stand-up career for quite a while, played a lot of the you know, very notable comedy clubs, particularly in the Southeast, and you know, did his own thing for a while and then settled here in Lexington. He was both an EKU and a UK student when he was younger, and he settled here in Lexington and found a great gig at Comedy Off Broadway, including, you know, along with some other radio gigs and things of that sort, which a lot of, you know, comedians end up doing to, you know, to supplement the old income. But he's done quite well for himself there.
Moving on to Ballet Under the Stars. Is this correct? Is this the 26th anniversary?
It has been going on for a while now. they have, you know, they've got a real strong tradition there. I mean, so much so that, you know, next weekend you've got opera Under the Stars coming, you know, and just more and more people want to get on this Under the Stars format. Which, you know, it's proven very popular with audiences, you know, on a nice summer night to go sit outside and get eaten by bugs while watching performing arts. I guess you can bring the bug spray to kind of, you know, ward them off. But, you know, it is a real nice atmosphere to be outside and watch a performance. And Ballet Under the Stars is the standard troupe that's been there for several years now. It's been Kentucky Ballet Theater, and they're really showcasing one of their dancers, Jorge Barini, who just won some big awards in Korea and is a real up-and-coming dancer from Cuba who is with the Kentucky Ballet Theater right now. So, you know, a chance to see some ballet and see a real star at work.
And finally, also taking place outside is the Kentucky River Blast.
That's right. This is the second year for the River Blast, which is an event that takes place out of Fort Boonesboro State Park. And there are events all day long. There's a river race. There's music. There are activities and educational things, too. Basically, all of it is to raise awareness of the Kentucky River and sort of what it offers and what it does and how it's, you know, been changing over the years. So they had a real success with it last year. They had several thousand people, I think, come out. And so they're trying to build on that success and build on the awareness.
Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader and Lexco.com. Thank you.
Thank you.